Have you noticed boys and girls begging at traffic lights and markets? What do you feel when you see them? Most of them are young. Many of these young people have been forced to move away from their native places to earn a livelihood. They may even have been kidnapped and forced to work or beg when they should have been in school, preparing for a bright future. Have you ever wondered what kind of dreams these young people have? Do you think they are different from yours? Kondipa is a blind man who comes to Mumbai in search of work. He lives in a slum and begs for his living. In the slum where he lives, there is an open well. It has no walls and is very unsafe. One evening, Kondipa hears a woman cry that someone has fallen into the well. We have read that one day when Kondipa was having his meal, he heard a woman cry out that someone had fallen into the well. Kondipa asked the woman to take him to the well. He knows how to swim. He was a good swimmer as a young boy. But poverty has made him weak. Without considering this, Kondipa jumps into the well to save a young boy named Arvind. Don't you think he is very brave to do so? He dives down again and again in search of the boy, but cannot find him. And each time he comes up, he feels more and more tired. The people standing near the well feel disappointed each time Kondipa comes up without Arvind. Do you think Kondipa's continued search for Arvind is successful? Kondipa tries again and again to find Arvind in the deep well. He wishes he was not blind, because if he could see, he would be able to see Arvind also and save him. Though he feels very tired and feels that his body will not be able to do any more, he does not stop searching but dives once more. This time he feels Arvind's clothes against his hand. He quickly holds on to Arvind's belt and brings him out. Arvind is taken to the hospital. Kondipa thinks that he has to carry on with his life as a beggar, but his life changes. People hear of his bravery and reward him. Kondipa is now able to give up begging, which he had hated to do.